It's a very good morning to our next guest, TK, as we start to talk a little bit about AFL, the GWS Giants taking on Richmond at Spotless Stadium tomorrow night. We welcome to the program Zach Langdon. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
No, mate, it's our pleasure. We were just talking before, mate, about Tex Walker's hit last night on Zach Tui. Do they take into consideration the fact that the player, the injury that the player has, when they decide what type of penalty he's facing?
Yeah, I think they do now. I actually didn't see the incident, but obviously, you know, with the concussions and stuff getting so serious these days, I think they take it into consideration when they're, you know, obviously looking at the penalty. So it depends on how he pulled up. I'm not sure if he was a bit rattled from it or not.
But, yeah, he looked a bit rattled, but then he left the ground and then came back onto the field. So I'm assuming they'll take that into consideration. And Tex Walker, if the Crows are to make this year's final series, they can't afford to lose him for any length of time. But what about GWS, mate? A bit of a setback last weekend over there in Perth against the West Coast.
Yeah, it was obviously disappointing. You know, we're playing some really good footy for about four weeks there. And, you know, we're really looking forward to the opportunity and unfortunately couldn't get it done. But, you know, West Coast is still a quality side. And, you know, we've addressed the areas where we probably, you know, should have exposed them. But, you know, we're just really looking forward to Richmond this week. It's obviously going to be a really good game. They're in top form. So, you know, if we can beat the best, then, you know, we're no right up there.
Yeah, no, last year's defending premiers, no doubt about it, are setting the standard in the AFL this year. They've got some superstars in Cochin and obviously Dustin Martin. But what's the key to shutting them down?
I think, you know, a lot of teams look at shutting them down with taggers and, you know, people to run with them. But, you know, we've got a quality midfield ourselves that, you know, has an enormous work rate. So I think, you know, if we're on, we can beat anyone. And, you know, midfield can show that, you know, when they're getting their hands on the footy and working hard, that, you know, they'll outrun anyone. So, yeah, we're just looking forward to the challenge.
Zach, you've had some terrible injuries at the club. I know lots of clubs suffer injuries, but you've had some key injuries at your club plus suspensions. But you get Toby Green back and also Adam Kennedy back?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to them. Obviously, a bit of long-term. We haven't had too much luck this year with injuries. Obviously, with big Johnny Patton going down last week.
Terrible.
Greeny's obviously a massive addition to the squad, and also with Adam Kennedy as well, with his first league game in, you know, 12 months. So we can't wait to see what they'll bring to the team again.
Yeah, it's great for Adam Kennedy, isn't it? After injuring himself in round 7 last year, ACL, they're always difficult to come back from. So the boys will be rallying around him this weekend and trying to make it as good a game back into the first grade squad as possible.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everyone loves Kenneth around the club and, you know, follows his rehab program to a T, and you can see, you know, he's come back better and stronger, and, you know, the boys can't wait. He had awesome knee form, so, you know, there's no question as to why he shouldn't be playing AFL again.
Has it been frustrating, though, Zach, this year, not being able to have your full complement of players every week on the paddock? I mean, you came into the season as one of the favourites to take out the flag, and now you sit outside the top eight. It just seems as though you just consistently can't get your best team on the paddock.
Mm. Yeah, look, it is frustrating in one way. You know, you can't dwell on it for too long. You know, it gives opportunities for other boys like, you know, myself. I'm not sure if we would have played round one if we had our full squad. So, you know, obviously disappointing on one hand, but it's also bleeding a lot of the younger players in, like, you know, Brent Daniels and Nick Shipley, Sam Taylor, all these boys coming through, and they're playing some really good footy.
And what's it like living in Sydney, mate? We know you're a WA boy. Have you settled in okay?
Yeah, loving it here. First time being here since, you know, after drafted. So, you know, there's plenty to do here and loving the beaches, but, you know, I'm looking forward to summer coming back.
Now, mate, you need to tell our listeners and TK, and I'm interested to know as well. I looked up your player profile last night and you've got the nickname Meatball. Is that a G up?
Yeah, a bit of a G up at Claremont, I think. my old waffle club. It's kind of stuck with, I think Matty DeBoer brought it over. He's an old Claremont boy, so.
Can you tell us, or is it too rude?
No. I think it's, I just look like a meatball. I think that's it.
It's stuck now, mate, so it's too late for it. Look, it is crucial. This would be one of those great upsets if you can pull it off, mate. You went 2 weeks ago, you were in 10th, then you jumped to 6th, and then that loss last week sent you back to 10th. That's how tight the comp is at the moment for you guys. It's just crucial you don't lose touch with that top eight.
Yeah, it hurts one loss. Like, you can see how close the comp is this year. So if we can get the job done against Richmond, which, you know, we're pretty confident we can, and, it'd just be a massive turnaround in our season, and it'd send us a really long way in terms of rebooting our finals.
Mate, we wish you all the best, Meatball, and let's hope that's not on the Tigers' menu come the weekend. Zach, we thank you so much for your time, mate. Good luck. We urge everyone to get out there. Spotless Stadium, 7:25 is going to be the kickoff, and hopefully you're going to get a fine weekend. Looks like the weather's going to be good for some fast open football. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you very much.